We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
WYXR Memphis.
The 2024 Grind City Coffee Expo returns Saturday, November 16th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Crosstown Arts, celebrating the culture in and around coffee, featuring new vendors, discussion panels, a virtual reality art gallery, and coffee and cocktail demos to continue highlighting the ever-growing coffee scene. All proceeds will benefit Protect Our Aquifer, because you can't have great coffee without great water. More information and tickets for sale at grindcitycoffee.com.
Hey folks, Clarkwork Keys here. Big news from Crosstown Brewing Company. Our new kitchen is officially open, and we're serving up delicious bites to pair with your favorite beers. But that's not all. Now we're offering a full selection of liquor and wine. Whether you're here for a craft beer, a cocktail, or a glass of wine, we've got something for everyone. Molly, our new events manager, is here to answer all of your taproom questions.
Got questions or need more details to book your next corporate or holiday party? Feel free to reach out to me anytime at info@crosstownbeer.com. Our kitchen hours are Monday through Tuesday, 2 p.m. to 9 p.m., Wednesday through Saturday, noon to 9 p.m., and noon to 7 on Sundays.
All are welcome to come by, grab a drink, and taste what's new. We can't wait to see you.
Hi, this is Rod Bland, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
WYXR 91.7 FM, the station with the city soul. Happy Tuesday morning. Hanging out here at the University of Memphis Hour. A beautiful hour. One of the most beautiful hours you could be hanging out on. And of course, as is customary with the University of Memphis Hour, when I'm hanging in with you, we've got a special guest. And as is also customary, I love to let my special guests introduce themselves before we talk a bit about some of the incredible things that are happening on campus at our founding partner at the University of Memphis. Good morning. How's it going?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. My name is Michael Metcalf. I am the head of the dance program at the University of Memphis, and I am a tenured associate professor of dance.
And we're here to celebrate and talk about and publicize. I like to make that distinction. Some people, they say, can you help me promote? We publicize is what we do here. Memory House, tell me about Memory House, please.
Well, sure. Each year, the department puts on, the dance program puts on a faculty dance concert, and this year's no different. This year, we present to our public Memory House. And what Memory House is a collection of memories. These memories, as we know, are joyous, they're sad, they're introspective, and it runs the gamut. And so what we've devised for this concert is an hour-long presentation of Memory House and what that entails. Our choreographers for the weekend, for the performance this weekend, are also our faculty, and that's Wayne Smith, that's myself, Michael Metcalf, we have Rachel Arnwine, as well as Kristen Lucas, and Neil Martin, and Tamara Franklin also is a part of our faculty. We're excited about what we're going to see this weekend. And some faculty have recreated works that they have created in the past, which also serves as it relates to Memory House.
So, Michael, can you tell me just about your tenure at the University of Memphis and how you arrived here?
Yeah, sure. I began work here at the university in 2018. I came here via Alabama State University, where I was the head of the dance program there. And in 2008, I was hired here as an assistant professor of dance, and just recently promoted to the head of the dance program officially as of the beginning of this semester.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Keith, for those who maybe have never, well, certainly, I'm sure many of our listeners have never studied dance and have never studied dance at the University of Memphis, I'm sure, a very, what's the term I want to use? Exclusive isn't the word I want to use, but that's a small club of people who have done both. So could you explain to our listeners who have done neither or maybe have done neither or, what's different about this program? What strikes you as different about this program or unique that the University of Memphis Dance and Theater program?
Sure. So I'm delighted to be on today to talk about the dance program, which I hope to make more people aware of, that the University of Memphis does have a viable dance program. Not only do we have a viable dance program, but we have two different concentrations in, as a part of the department. It's dance science, where dance and health science are interdisciplinary and work together. We have that program was established about 5 years ago and is very successful. We're getting students from all over wanting to be a part of that program. And then we have our long-standing traditional dance program where I strive to assist students who enroll in the dance program to become well-rounded artist.
Well, what are some of those building blocks, some of those pieces, some of the things that people are able to learn with either discipline?
Well, sure. So the dance science track students, they have a lot of health science courses that they are required to take, as well as dance courses in ballet, in contemporary, in jazz, and for the first time in the program's history, we will be offering hip-hop as a part of the schedule, and Pilates. We're really excited about those two new courses next semester. But we do also take general education courses, math, history, science, along with dance-related courses, such as dance history, dance movement analysis, dance in diverse settings. It runs the gamut. So again, we offer a full, robust curriculum within the Department of Theater and Dance.
Beautiful, beautiful. So can we talk about your colleagues that are involved in the program, sort of the strengths and the things that make their body of work of the past and diverse? Because I'm sure each of them come with such interesting perspectives and backgrounds.
Correct. Wide-ranging skills in dance, from specializing in improvisation to specializing in dance and anatomy to specializing in dance for Parkinson's disease.
Wow.
The range is vast, and so delighted to have them all as colleagues, for sure. Absolutely.
Well, we're going to talk about some of the pieces in the show. We heard A Love Supreme by John Coltrane. How does that figure in? And then we'll get into some of more of the music that people will be able to maybe close their eyes and imagine the amazing performance that is ahead for them.
Well, sure. So John Coltrane's Love Supreme has absolutely nothing to do with our performance this weekend.
Right,
I'm just excited about the fact that it's 60th anniversary. It was recorded December 4th, I believe.
Oh, interesting.
In 1964.
Wow.
And so, yeah.
Huh.
Celebrating John Coltrane and A Love Supreme.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to get into Rage by Ame.
And okay.
Then we'll chat a bit more when we get back. You're listening to the University of Memphis Hour. You had something for me before?
No, I was just going to say I know about this song.
Oh, all right.
I choreographed it.
Oh, beautiful. Well, I can't wait to take a listen, and then maybe we'll talk a bit about it. You listen to the University of Memphis Hour. We got Michael Metcalf. We got JB here, and we're talking about the Memory House. Right now, you're going to listen a little bit, and we'll chat a bit more in a sec. We'll be right back. WYXR 91.7 FM. We're hanging out. It's JB. Talking a little bit about Memory House, Michael Metcalf from the University of Memphis.
Yes.
How are you doing? You feeling all right?
I'm great, man.
This is a great way to start a Tuesday morning.
Absolutely.
Here on the University of Memphis Hour. And let us know, when's the show coming up, just for the people who may be just tuning in?
Sure. So the performance is this weekend, Friday and Saturday. Friday at 7:30, Saturday at 7:30, and Saturday at 2:30 as well, or 2 o'clock, 2 o'clock.
And where can we get more information about it?
Yeah, absolutely. So all you have to do is go to memphis.edu/dance or /theater. And at the top of the page, it'll say purchase tickets. And that's where you can get them.
And so this is, as you mentioned earlier, a faculty show, correct?
Right. So our just praising the amazing talent of our faculty. Our faculty, dance faculty, is some of the best around. They have been, all of them have been there longer than I have been there, which I came in 2018, but quite a few of them, three, soon to be four, graduated from the program.
Wow.
And so that's how highly we hold the program in regards in that we can bring back students to, so we're confident in what we're doing enough to be able to bring back students,
yes,
to serve as instructors within the program.
And I can only imagine likewise that these alum also go to amazing and prestigious programs globally as well to share what they've learned at the University of Memphis.
Yeah, we have our faculty, dance faculty, have received their MFAs, Masters of Fine Arts, from The Ohio State University, from North Carolina in Greensboro, also from here at the University of Memphis. So again, the range is wide and their experiences are varied.
Well, we were having some fun with that last track we heard, Rage by Ame. You say this is one that's dear to you in the performance, and that's why?
Yeah. So that's one of the songs that I used in a work I created in 2018. And there's another track that goes along with this one. The work is called Brothers and Sisters. Mm. It was the first work that I created for the dance program when I was hired back in 2018. And so it's an interesting story in that coming from Alabama State University, which is an HBCU,
yes,
or historically Black college or university.
In Montgomery, correct?
In Montgomery, Alabama. I had the great fortune of being its first director of its new BFA degree in dance for any HBCU.
Wow.
Outside of Howard. So I was very, very, very comfortable creating on those bodies, for those bodies, the Black experience.
Wow.
And so coming to University of Memphis, I was like, okay, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? So I just one day I was just paying attention to how the students interacted with each other, laughing and smiling, playing, and definitely close. And so I started thinking about what can I do that brings this kind of energy and connection together amongst people? What has happened in regards to something like that in history? And I thought about the Freedom Riders. The Freedom Riders of the 60s were composed of Black, white, straight, gay, from around the country who wanted to test the segregation interstate transportation act, by the federal government. They wanted to test that. And so I thought, well, I think this is a good opportunity to use that moment as a teachable moment, because dance is research as well. And we use the information from the 60s, the civil rights movement, and the Freedom Riders to create the work.
Wow.
that went into that.
And we were sort of breaking down, first of all, that's powerful, and I appreciate you sharing your journey, but also the honesty of your expression, both in the words you share now, but also what will be revealed as people sit down and take in this piece.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I can only imagine it has been moving to see, to facilitate it coming to life through, as you mentioned, these different bodies and people who are being impacted by this work.
Well, you know, also too, just recently we had the absolute pleasure to perform the work as a part of the 35th annual Freedom Award celebration. We opened the show with it, and I just thought it was so apropos.
Wow.
To do the work in that arena.
Well, if I may, I'm gonna jump back into some more music, because there's some real good feel good music on here. How about Family Affair by Sly and the Family
Stone? We can do that.
All right,
we can do that.
Somebody that just loves to learn, and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them, you see it's in the blood. Both kids are good and mom, blood's thicker than the mud. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
What a bear. What a bear. Still checking each other out. Hey, nobody wants to blow. Nobody wants to be left out. You can't leave 'cause your heart is there, but you can't stay 'cause you've been somewhere else. You can't cry 'cause you look broke down, but you're crying anyway 'cause you're all broke down. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. Oh, yeah, family affair.
It's a family affair.
Ooh.
It's a family affair. It's a family affair.
the word is about, there's something evolving. Whatever may come. They say the next big thing is here, that the revolution's near. But to me it seems quite clear that it's all just a little bit of history repeating.
You are listening to the U of M Hour right here on WYXR 91.7 FM. And that was History Repeating,
yeah,
if I'm correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is that a part of the event happening?
That is one of the songs that you will hear if you plan on attending the University of Memphis's Department of Theater and Dance's production of Memory House this weekend. That particular piece of music was selected by one of our choreographers, Rachel Arnwine, and basically, in terms of how did memory inspire her to create? Mm-hmm. Well, she's going nostalgic on us, and she's looking at she created a work that. Where she played with social dance vernacular from the 90s and the 60s, or the 60s and the 70s. Mm-hmm. And in watching the work, I get this, there's a lot of strong silhouettes that are created with the lighting. And it gives you that idea of being in a James Bond movie.
Oh, wow.
And with those silhouettes that take place. And again, she's looking at vernacular movement or social dancing from the 60s and the 70s.
Yeah, and that'll be present at the event.
Correct.
As well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah. If anybody wants to know more about what's happening and how would they get that information?
Sure. So again, all you would have to do is go to memphis.edu/theater. And at the top of the page, it'll say purchase tickets. And that's where you go. And I would strongly encourage people to reserve their tickets as soon as possible because we will potentially be sold out. And we also would like to extend a congratulations to our other dance family that's here in Memphis. All of the dance programs, companies, it looks like are performing this weekend.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, yeah, that's something to be really excited for.
A lot of dance happening in Memphis. Collage this weekend, Ballet Memphis is this weekend, we're playing this weekend. Here's some good stuff. The Germantown Performing Arts Center has brought in Palabolas Dance Company.
Oh, wow.
Extraordinary company, which one of our graduates or our alum, one of our alum, Connor Chaparro, is now a part of that worldwide famous dance
company.
Oh, wow,
that's awesome.
We're excited. Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll be in town this weekend. Connor's coming in with some other Palabolas folk, and we'll be teaching a master class on Friday morning.
Okay.
And they're performing on Saturday night at the Germantown Performing Arts Center.
Wow, that's awesome. But we want people to go to this event that's happening at the University of Memphis.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. So can you hit us with that information one more time?
Sure. All you have to do is go to our website, memphis.edu/theater. At the top of that page will be a tab you can hit or a link you can hit to purchase tickets and get even more information about the production.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming and talking about what's happening this weekend.
Absolutely.
Especially, I am not well-versed into the dance community, so it's wonderful that seeing that in Memphis and coming from my alum, University of Memphis, that's really glad and awesome to hear. So, let's see. We have, I think, a tune or more?
Sure. Yeah. So, excited to hear some of the songs that will be as a part of the show you're listening to. But I also brought some songs that are just some of my favorites.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You want to do with this Beyonce?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Bodyguard.
You're listening to the U of M Hour right here on the station Raised by Sound. WYXR. 91.7 FM.
Just to know you're real. I'm Mary, and you're listening to the station Raised by Sound.
WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis.
I want to know what you're thinking. I'll wait for you here inside the hourglass of my bedroom walls. And my shuffle's on, but I'm still awake, thinking of you. And I'm gonna wait for the day when you come back. And I'm gonna wait for the day when you come back. I wanna know what you're doing. I can honestly say I'm always wondering. Is what you do to me. I want more of that. Bring it back home to me. And I'm gonna wait for the day when you come back. And I'm gonna wait for the day when you come back.
Ever wonder about who, what, when, or where when it comes to Memphis music? Pull up on The Drop every weekday morning from 6 to 8 a.m. where we'll run down all you need to know about who's playing around Memphis with our local concert calendar. The Drop every weekday morning at 6 a.m.
WYXR.
Where do you go to get a good love? Do you follow your heart or give it some time? It's been a long time since I settled down, but you came around. Last thing I remember, I was hitting the ground. For once it was easy, you just go with the flow and you won't get hurt. Then it completely ceased to exist. I might as well have been dirt. Got no clue where anything's going from here. One small flaw for you makes things just disappear. Now you've changed your mind in the times, and it seems you wanna jump ship, yeah. Now I'm moving on and you're a big what if. You're just a big what if. What if I had hit the jackpot lottery? Got a starring role in a big hit TV show.
could you change your mind? Would you be just fine? I better know the answer. Come back down from space with your foolish pride smeared on your face. Got no clue where anything's going from here. Yeah. One small flaw for you makes things just disappear. Now you've changed your mind in the times it seems you wanna jump ship, yeah. Now I'm moving on and you're just a big what if. Maybe you could walk this world all over. You just be wasting your time. Just a big what if.
Hey, don't waste the time. It's honest.
Yeah. Because you're just a big what if.
What ifs and what wonders. I don't know. Brennan, it's kind of like.
Yeah, you're just a big what if.
What if I made decisions off you? Issues we trust, these things you put me through. You fight me, I fight you. Then we come unglued. Can't get over these feelings, I'm under you. Why? And I didn't been down since ninth grade. Adolescence, subtle efforts to know your name. Even though it was clean cut, we never fake. We February 30th, we never date. And I never say never ever, that's such a claim. So whatever we treasure, we'll more forever reign. May I be an umbrella, despite any weather. We're just a dollar in a dream, I hope we never change. And I understand the concept of commitment. Keep it simple, yeah, I'm with it if you with it. And I just want you to listen, cause my heart is your home. You never know what you got to listen.
Go. Baby, you can walk this world all over. You just be wasting your time. I hope that you found a four-leaf clover. Cause you won't get. What is-
knows love. No ceiling high as the morning sky. Skip town on your 18th. All roads lead home, so you chose to fly. Met you in a dive bar. Whiskey and coke, I got your number. Your laugh is a lifeline, my punchlines don't land, but you might. Deep blue, diving, lost in your direction. Phone off, no plans, just you and your shy perfection. Stand still, move me. I want your wilderness. Sour beer on your lips. You pull me in your gravity. Honey, I wouldn't miss this. My storm breaks for your clarity. Deep blue, diving, lost in your direction. Perfection. Rows and rows of white houses fade out into the distance. Stand still, move me. I want your wilderness. The wind through your hair. Take me anywhere. Phone off, no plans, just you and your shy perfection. All your doubts, let them fade out to the distance. Stand still, move me, I want your wilderness.
Hey guys, this is the Lemon King.